Phillies looking to sweep away the Braves before the game. Markelle Fultz, the number one pick in the NBA draft, throwing out the first pitch. And good news for Sixers fans, he doesn't get hurt. Third inning, already 1-0 Phillies, Odubel Herrera adding on.
Fulte's pitch is hit in the air and hit well to right. That one's going to get out of here. Second deck, three-run home run. And a 4-0 lead for the Phillies.
Galvis at first.
There goes Galvis. 3-2 is hit in the air to right center field. That's going to split the gap. Galvis already to third base, rounding and coming to the plate. The relay by Phillips to the plate is late. Incident surrounding my family and me is finally over. Here's the 0-2 pitch. Hit hard and deep left field. That ball's got a chance. That ball is gone for Kurt Suzuki. Another July home run. Sam Freeman tries again, and it's crushed. Well back into the stands in left field. Long gone. Second deck. Solo shot, and it's 7-4. Kurt Suzuki has other plans. 0-2 the count. The pitch. High fly, left field, playable toward the line. Perkins, long run, fair territory. He slows. He's got it. And the Phillies have swept the Braves.
The Phillies hang on 7-6 for their fifth straight win, their last three by one run. It's their first four-game sweep of the Braves at home since 1949, when the Braves called Boston their home. The Braves finish up their 11-game road trip going 3-8, and manager Brian Snicker spoke after the loss.
I mean, a tough stand here, obviously. And then, you know, as it goes, we hit a ball down the line that hits pretty good half inch of concrete and comes right back in the field to play, or the game's tied. At least we got, you know, got a chance. We came back. Things happen, you know. These kind of runs happen every now and then, and you just got to grind through it. There's nothing else to do. Nobody's going to feel sorry for you. Nothing's going to happen. You know, you got to make your own good luck, and you just keep, you know, show up tomorrow and go out there and win a game.
How about Danny Santana getting a chance to start for you?
Yeah, no, it's good. Danny's been good, and just wanted to get him in there, and you know, with Matt down, and if he's going to do that, then he's going to earn more playing time.
Could you tell early on that it might be a battle for Fulte?
Yeah, I mean, it's just you're going to run into games like that. I mean, stuff was good, just had a hard time, I think, locating, and just won them games. I mean, he's been on a really, really good run. What have we won, what, 9 in a row that he started or something like that? And, I mean, it's going to happen.
You don't get an off day, but you do go home and think the guys are a little tired.
Yeah, I think I think it is. It's been a long road trip. And, you know, we knew we were going into a gauntlet there when we left home. And, you know, and then this team here, I mean, you know, look at the record. They got some good players on this club. I mean, they're doing it the right way. And they have some young, talented guys that they're really good. And you know, so you can't give them extra outs, or you got to take, you know, advantage of opportunities, or, you know, they're a good club. So, but I think it'll be good to get home just and have this evening. We know we should get home in a decent hour. Everybody can get a good night's sleep and then stay at home for a little bit.
Mike Foltynewicz sees his 5-game win streak snapped. He spoke after a rough one.
Not really. I mean, I had a fastball life. I mean, you know, the same life as all my pitches in the past. And, you know, just feel bad. You know, just let the team down early. You know, let the bullpen down early to, you know, keep us in the game, which did a pretty good job. I mean, 6 runs should be, you know, enough to win a ball game. I just couldn't stop the bleeding there. And in the third, I mean, if we can get out of there with 3 runs, I mean, we still could be playing, or you never know how the game goes. But, yeah. You know, it just felt good early. You know, so fastball was coming out good. You know, slider is just a lot of, you know, 3-2 counts, and then leaving pitches over the middle. And, you know, they're obviously going to hit it, especially if the, you know, fastball is coming. And it really couldn't, you know, get the slider over for some strikes. They laid off some good pitches. But overall, yeah, it was just a tough day for me, and I tried to battle as much as I could, but just, you know, get short day.
You told me Friday that this was a lineup that couldn't be taken lightly, that had some hitters in there. I guess you guys saw that in really the last 4 days.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, like you said, I mean, they're a sneaky good hitting team, and I mean, they're on a nice little streak now. They got a number of guys that have been really swinging the bat well, and you just can't leave the ball up in the zone with them guys. And, you know, I did today, and you know, a lot of walks didn't help me out too much either, and them guys scoring, and it was just a tough day. But, you know, I battled as best as I can, but you couldn't stop the bleeding there at all, and just overall bad day. But we'll get them next time. We still got some tough teams. You know, it was a tough way to end the month. But you know, these guys, you saw how well they battle. I mean, the last thought, I mean, we're sitting on the edge of our seats in here, and you know, that's every day too. So I know put myself in a bad situation early in the team. So that's all I can say.
That slider you hit out, it looked like you got it in. Did you miss by much where you wanted?
No. At the same time, I think Altair might have been on second there for a little too long. I knew I should have, you know, came and curtain, switched the signs up a little bit, but the slider didn't move. And now second part, you know, it moved a little bit. I think, you know, in the past I've gotten him out on that and he might have been looking for it. But, yeah, I just can't leave it over the middle of the plate. Maybe, you know, walk might have been a little better, but then the bases are loaded and, you know, just, you know, put myself in a bad situation there. And, you know, I trusted the slider, just didn't get it down enough.
Up next, the Braves return home on Tuesday to host the Dodgers. Lucas Sims gets the start against Kenta Maeda.